call this our styling it your way, and we certainly look to up your game if that's what you're looking for, or stay the course. Michelle Crick, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Thank you for you. 30 years in the retail business. Do you have the big old degree that's all about styling it your way?
I actually don't. My degree's in business.
Wow.
But, you know, I worked at Nordstrom all through college, and it gave me the bug, and I absolutely loved it. And here I am 30 years later, still doing it.
Well, let's be real. It's probably important to be business savvy if you're going to be such that you're an expert entrepreneur, a business owner of your own and more, right? So you did the right thing.
100%.
There we are. Well, I know as we move along and our topic today, how to build an outfit, customer satisfaction is your number one. So we like to pump you up and obviously have you share your expertise. So how to build an outfit, Michelle Crick. Why is this topic of how to build an outfit so important?
Well, as I work with my clients, I have found that people really struggle with putting a complete outfit together. So today I just wanted to talk a little bit about an easy process to think about to build your outfit and to enhance your style.
Right, and I don't want to go off key too much, but we're talking outfits that I wear to work, that I wear to play in general.
Anywhere, anytime.
Yeah.
It's really just the process and how to think about how to putting it together and making it easy for you.
Nice. What do you start with?
Well, you really always start with your statement piece and you work around that. And you think about what you want to feature. Maybe it's a new sweater or maybe it's a great shoe that you just bought. It could even be a statement necklace or an earring. It could be a pattern blazer, pattern pant. It can really be anything. It doesn't matter what the item is. But you have to start with that key item and then work your outfit around that.
What's a statement piece? I hear that a lot.
Statement pieces are so important to your wardrobe because they are the special pieces in your wardrobe. Statement pieces are pieces that create a great way to make an outfit. If you build your outfit around that statement piece and let that statement piece highlight your style, it's going to be a lot easier to get ready in the morning. But keep in mind, your statement piece does not have to be crazy. It doesn't have to be a big pattern blouse. It doesn't have to be, this crazy item. Today, I'm wearing just a simple gray shirt, and it doesn't look like too much, but it's got some great detailing on it, and that was the piece I started with to create my outfit.
Now, you can't see me at home, but I got my purse in my pocket because I thought I threw because I have my power red dress on with a basic cardigan that I basically own. But I specifically brought a pin to put on. That was going to be my statement because I don't have a necklace. But I had a kind of a cool pin, and of course, who knows where it is at this point. Oh, there are my car keys. Tricks for making your statement pieces work for you. So I'm going to be looking for my pin while we talk.
Yeah, and the thing about your outfit today is you have a couple statement pieces. Okay. So the side of your dress has
shoes?
The gold.
Oh, they need new heels.
Yes, and those shoes complement the dress. Your statement is actually the gold pieces down the side. That's your statement piece to your outfit. The red shoes are actually complementing and not taking away from your look. Your pin is going to actually enhance that style and just take it up a notch with two elements. So a couple tips and tricks for making your statement pieces work for you. First, most people make the mistake of wearing too many items that are making a statement. They have earrings, necklace, a top that's too much. Like, you really just need less is more. And one to two pieces is all you need to create a great impact. And then second, I think it's really important to organize your basics together in your closet. Mm. Those items are your statement piece enhancements. So if they're easy to find and access, then it's easier to feature your statement piece and put your outfit together.
Great. All right. So let's dig deeper. Give me an example of how you put the outfit together if your statement item, let's just say, were your shoes, right?
Yes. So pick your shoe. Okay. And it could be something a little special. It's got some detailing on it. It's just your statement piece for the day. You want to start with your pant first, and you want to say what pant works with that shoe. If you have a shoe that has a great detail to it, you might want a crop pant, or you might want an ankle pant. Okay. You're not going to want a pant that hides the shoe, so you start with your pant. Then you go to your top, and what you're looking for in your top is something that wears well with the pant you've chosen. So you take that top and you fit that together. Now you move to your jewelry. Your jewelry, when you have a statement shoe, you want to make sure that either your top has a little more to it or your statement jewelry is, but not both. Okay. So when you're starting with your shoe, if you picked a basic top and a basic pant, then you're going to want to take a piece of jewelry and make that a little more power. It could be the trend earrings that's happening right now, the big statement earrings. Mm-hmm. So do something there. You don't want to do a big earring and a big necklace. You want to do one or the other, but it's complementing that shoe. And then you go to your handbag. If you've chosen a statement earring and your great shoe is kind of your two complements, a crossbody bag would work great because it's basic. If you've chosen a top that has a little more oomph to it to kind of complement your shoe, then you want to stick away from a crossbody and wear more of a bag that hangs off your arm or a wristlet so they're not fighting each other.
Very cool. So let's put the outfit together if your statement item were the top.
Okay, and that's pretty much how I got dressed today. Oh. So I found this top, and I just thought it was really comfortable and had really great details.
Is it tucked in or let out?
No, it's let out.
Okay.
It has ruffles on the bottom.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So this piece is, like I said, not flashy or anything, but it has the details that you want. That's the piece I started with. And it's a little bit longer, so I went to my pants next. And when you go to your pants next, I went with the legging because this is a little bit longer.
Yes.
Then I went to my shoe and I said, I want a shoe that has a little excitement to it, but I don't want too much to it. And then I went to my jewelry. And what I did was I made my second statement and the enhancement to my outfit to be my jewelry. I have a lot of rings on and some bracelets. Yeah. And that's kind of the bigger piece to enhance the statement top that I have on. And then my bag is just a simple wristlet because I don't want that to distract from the top that I have on.
All right, I'm going to go then. I'm going to stay on the topic of the jewelry. And you've got all silver on. Was that on purpose?
It was. And partly because I think the silver went great with the gray. And the ring that I chose has some gray in it with silver, so then I just kept complementing it. I do love mixed metals and putting mixed metals together, so that is another way to take your outfit up. So, for example, if you want that to be your statement piece of mixed metals, that's a great look. But then you have to make sure that you're not putting too much mixed metals all over your body, and that's like your key statement, and then the rest just kind of flows together. So everything you do, you start with that statement piece. That's what's going to, if you work around that, it's going to make your outfit a lot easier to put together.
I'm still trying to think about the jewelry here just to make sure. The shoe, does the shoe matter with my jewelry?
Yeah, what you're looking for is a compliment. So, and it all depends, like I said, on starting with your first piece. So let's say you start with jewelry and let's say you start with a big statement earring because that is trending right now. When you start with that, you're going to start working your way down. You start with your top next. Because you're looking for a top that doesn't fight with that big piece of jewelry that you have on your ear. And so you're going to look for something a little more subdued, maybe something that complements. It could be a little power message, but it needs to be a very good compliment. Then you go to your pant. What pant looks great with that top you chose? And then you do the shoe. If you chose a basic top and a basic pant, then have fun with your shoe. Add a little oomph to that, and that's your second piece that's enhancing and complementing each other. And then again, the handbag is based on how you chose your top.
All right, there's time. How about the pant? What if I want to put the outfit together with my new pants?
So there is a lot of fun things going on with pants, and you can have a great statement pant. You can have a ripped pant, like the jeans that are ripped up. I think those are really fun. Mm-hmm. You know, there are statement pants, so go after it sometimes. Make that the piece that you choose. When you do that and you have something going on really big down on your pant area, you're going to want to make sure that you do a little more subdued top. But that's what you want to go to next is your top if your pant is your statement item. Then you move down to your shoe. And your shoe really needs to not fight with your pant, what you have going on. If you do have some ripped jeans, let's say, and destructed jeans, and they're overly destructed, you want your shoe to be basic. If you have a little destruction on there, you can have a little more fun with your shoe depending on your pant. Then you go to your jewelry, and you finish off your outfit with your jewelry when your pant is your hero. Does this make sense?
It does make sense. I'm taking notes. Does this count for men?
It does. Yeah. I mean, basically, it's a little less complicated if you're dressing for a man. Yeah. But I do think the thing you should start with the man is your top. And usually it's a polo. It could be a striped top. It could be a pattern woven. And then you're going to choose your bottom to go with it. And what's really fun happening in the men's industry right now is what's going on with the shoes. Mm-hmm. You know, there isn't just the blacks and browns anymore. There's so much evolution with what's happening with the tennis shoe and color and things like that, that you can complement your outfit as a male with choosing that top and then finding a great shoe to go with it.
We call this segment Styling Your Way. Thanks to guests on behalf of Michelle Crick, fashion expert, wardrobe stylist, personal shopper, and a good talker. Oh, let's wrap up the theory and talk some guidelines here.
So basically, the guideline is to make it easier for you to get ready is start with your statement piece. Okay. Then use the other items to enhance that statement piece. Another guideline is just use one other item to complement or pull the statement piece together if you want more impact. Less is more. Try not to have more than two impact pieces because you will take away from your overall style. And what's going to happen is you're going to look like too much is going on and people aren't going to know what to look at. Mm-hmm. They're going to not understand what style you're trying to put out there. Also, another tip, watch your handbag style. Mm-hmm. So I see this a lot. People love their crossbodies, but when there's a statement necklace or a top that has floral on it or something a little more in depth, yes, and then they put a crossbody on, that crossbody's fighting what you're trying to create instead of enhancing. So, you know, use your crossbody when you have more of a basic top on, but I wouldn't put a crossbody with the top I have on right now because it would fight with all the details that I have happening. So it's a good thing to watch because I think people just grab whatever handbag they've been using, but it really can take your style up a notch if you watch which handbag to use.
Yes. And of course, we can talk about this in our next conversation, but makeup and hair is also part of the fashion too, I would think.
100%. I think matching your lipstick to what you have on is really important. And, you know, you don't have to match it perfectly. Again, everything can complement. It doesn't have to – matchy-matchy actually isn't a good thing. But I do think that if you're putting your eyeshadow in your lipstick mm-hmm. and enhancing your outfit – and one fun tip is – think about what your outfit's going to be the night before.
Yeah.
So put that outfit together the night before because it's going to make it a lot easier to get up in the morning and just simply get ready. If you know what your outfit is, it's easy to enhance your makeup to make that outfit pop. So, you know, that's another fun tip.
So instead of thinking about the stress of the next day, think about your outfit.
Get it done and wake up happy.
All right, Michelle, good job. How do we find out more information about you and yours?
My website is michellecrickstyle.com. You can find me on Facebook and Instagram at Michelle Crick Style.
Great. Thanks to you. Take care. See you in September.
Thank you.